let the animal out, or when you want to go out, you just take off one side of the string. But the other side of the string you leave there, so that side it blives a kesher shakayamam kamashmalon. So we're not afraid. The mastam, when you open up the door to go out, you'll take off both sides. I'm Rabbi Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Shmuel. Halacha to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We pass him like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I'm Alei Abai. Like the Abai. Halacha. Like what do you have to say halacha for? Mechlal de pligi. It's Mashmi telling us somebody's mechuluk on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Mishnah says it's tam. It doesn't say anybody's mechuluk on him. So, like, what are you saying halacha for pshita? Omalei, so he answered back, my nafka lacha mino, my nafka mino, I didn't say anything wrong. I said, halacha, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, nobody argues with him, so what? What did I say wrong? So he answered back, nein, omalei, gemara gomor zemur today. When you're learning gemara, you want it to be sound like zemira, sound like songs? No. Every word you say has to be medugdik. Like, if nobody argues with him, doesn't pass to say halacha, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there's no machlaikis. So you shouldn't have said such a lotion. Trashim mechlal de pligi b'tmiya v'yamayif iflugu ha domi lahanech liel, like all the other cases were the same kedushim, even though it looks like you're tying down both sides and maybe you leave it. That was the chiddush of the law, and the kamashman, we don't say that you'll open up both sides. So here also, according to everybody, should be mutter. So why do you say look for Blazer ben Yaakov? That's mashma the rabbanon dingzich when they don't dingzich. So the Mishnah Vayta koishrin deli bepaskiya. You're allowed to tie a dli, that's a bucket of water, that you want to fetch the bucket of water from the well. So you used to have a string onto the bucket, then lower the bucket into the well, and then you pick up the water. So what happened if the string broke off the bucket? Is kashrin dli bepaskiya. You're allowed to now on Shabbos tie up the dli with a strap or with your belt. Why? Because we're not afraid you'll leave your belt on the bucket, so we know you're just tying it now to use it, and you're zich untie it the same day. Shrashi koshrin dli bepaskiya. Al fi habor, the paskiya le mevatu le hosan. People not mevatu le vir. So the Mishnah avu le bechevel. But you're not allowed to use a string. So Shrashi, why? The mevatu le hosan. Because the string we're afraid. That's the way you always use the bucket with the string. And you'll leave the string there the whole time. Veheve kesh shakayam. And that will blive in this city right then. It's a kesh shakayam. Shrei kosher v'tol isham tomit. A regular bucket always has a string attached to it. So now the string broke. So if you're going to put a new string on it, we're afraid you'll leave it here. Loilam, the Benicity Racer. That's how the Tanakam. We have Yehuda Matib. Yehuda says, no, even with a string, you're also allowed to tie it up on Shabbos. So Krasha, Rigmor Meforish, the Khurazay Shreh, how could Yehuda be Matir? The Khurazay Shalaf, the Benicity Racer. So the Mishneh Klal Omer of Yehuda. Yehuda said a Klal. Called Kesher She'eno Shel Kayoma any not. That's not going to stay too long. And chayovim alo. You're not chayiv midiraisa. Seems like we had before that to be usher midiraisa, it has to be a kesher that the mal is going to stay the loylem. Like you have no intentions of untying it. Mashenkin, if you have intentions of untying it, then there's no issur diraisa. Midirabonim, though, it depends. If you can leave it there for at least a week, then it's usher midirabonim. If you have das to untie it within the week, then some shit is a matter with that alone with the chila, and some shit is a mashma, you have to have das to untie it the same day. Zati Gemara. Chevel demai. What type of string are we talking about in the Mishnah that says you can't, according to Tanakamo, you can't tie this bucket with a string? Ilema chevel diyal mikvatom on a regular portion of the string, or bizarre of Yehuda matir. How could a Yehuda be matir to tie up this bucket with a regular string? The guru then kesher shakayamu. That should remain a kesher shakayamu. Like who you have that leave it till Elam void? How could it matter it? Ella zogti gemara chevel de gardi. We're talking about now what type of a string or weave a string. So Rashi bechevel de gardi pligi the tzarech lovle mavatalo. Hey, the weaver needs this string to weave with, so he's zecher not going to be mavatlet there. So really, it should be mutter to tie it up on Shabbos, because when them on you zecher, you're going to untie it right away. Obezoyit shver lememro to rabbonin savri gazrina and chevel de gardi yoto chevel de yama. Like, what's Pshan the Rabbanan then? If we're not talking about a regular string, but just a special weaver string, that should chorus your blab like a belt. That the Tanakhama says you're a lot of tight with the belt, because we're not afraid you'll leave it there. So, a string from a weaver, also we shouldn't be afraid to leave it there. Elamai, what's Pshan according to Rabbanan? That there's a gzera. If you let him tie it up with a string of a weaver, we're afraid he'll tie it up with a regular string, and that will be mavato there. Then you have to say, what's Reb Yehuda's shita? Loi gazrin, Reb Yehuda doesn't make this gzeira. As even though Reb Yehuda is made a regular string, you can't tie up to the bucket because you leave it there, loi lo, binis at the raisa. But Reb Yehuda just holds a string that belongs to the weaver, since he's zichin to take it away, it's mutter. So Reb Yehuda does not make the gzeira. For the Gemara minu, I have a kasher on you. Chevel dli shenifsak, we have the locha. If this bucket that was attached to a string to fetch up the water, the string broke, is lo yehei koshri el oinvoy. The Tanakhama says, the Rabbonin say, you can't make a natna if you want to tie the string back together again, but an oinvoy, a bow, you're allowed to make. That you're allowed to make. Rabbi Yehuda says, koirich olav pundo oipaskiyah. No, you're not allowed to even make a bow, but the etzri is take a belt or a strap, and koirich olav, wrap it around it. Obavash lo yenvenu. But you're not allowed to make a bow. That's how to abuse it. So the only answer is then to take a belt, and that we're not afraid. You leave it there, the belt, because the belt's something you'll need. Strashi, Korach ole mechaber shnei roshei hapisug zeh al zeh. The Korach ole impundia ezer cholo means a belt like, or piskia. Vavach le yehe onvoy, shle yanvenu, blechevel, you shouldn't make a bow in the string. This is the Avimina. Reb Yehuda says, we're afraid if you make a bow, you come to make a knot. Reb Yehuda does make a gzeira. And the Rabbanan say, no, you're allowed to make a bow, because we don't have the gzeira, a bow, or to a knot. So, Churetz Pum Faket, we're saying the Rabbanan does make gzeira, and Reb Yehuda doesn't make a gzeira, and here it's just the opposite. The Rabbanan do not make a gzeira, a bow, or to a regular knot, and Reb Yehuda does make a gzeira, a bow, or to a regular knot. So tomorrow, kasha the Rabbuda, the Rabbuda, to steer in the Rabbuda, kasha the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin, to steer in the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin. And for the Gemara, the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin, like kasha. There's no steer on the Rabbonin to the Rabbonin. There was pshat chevel, bechevel, michlef. And now, Mishnah Taki, now let it tie up the bucket, even with the weaver's string, because there's a gzera, the weaver's string, or to a regular string, or to a regular cord. Does they look alike? So make exerya, if you use a weaver string, maybe you come to use a regular cord, and that'll be an isdiraisa. Vashenke na niva vikshira la michlefo, it's no steer with the next braisa. That the Rabbonin say, you let her make a bow, because a bow and a knot look different. So Rabbonin don't make exerya, if you make a bow, you come to make a knot. Like it's make a claw, you only let her make a bow and not a knot. Abizayit shreib Yehuda though, the chur madach if Yehuda makes exerya on a bow, so the chur is yizicha make exerya by chevel to a chevel. So the Gemara of Yehuda, the Yehuda lekash is also not shver. Hosom loy mishum the michlefo anito b'kshiva. As the Emissary of Yehuda does not make the gzeres one or to another. So that the yas is a bow is not the pshat. The bow is also because maybe you come to make a knot. Elo anivo gufa kshiri. The Yehuda shvitri that making a bow that's gufa considered a kshiva. That's also an issur d'oraisa. Therefore here where the string broke. If you're going to make a bow here, the zikr bow that's going to stay loyal and void, like you don't have that to untie it, because that's the string you're going to use for this bucket. So a bow, according to Reb Yehuda, is an issur d'oraisa, therefore it's awesome. But in Echlam, Reb Yehuda does not make any gzeiros. So the Mor Omer Rababe, Omer Reb Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Mevi Yodom Chevel Mitech Beisoy. A person is allowed to take a string from his house, V'koishroi Beporo. He's allowed to tie one side onto his cow, Uviyavus, and the other side onto his corral, onto the stall. Well, you want to tie a cow down to the stall, he shouldn't go away. You let it tie him up on Shabbos. Tozok Rebaba Omer B'chiyah, Barashi. Trashe B'koshe V'pora, his Rosh Yechad, one end of the string you tie onto the cow, V'yashen Uviyavus, and the second side you tie onto the Yavus, onto the corral. We're not afraid that even though when you need a cow on Shabbos, that lo yater elo akesha shabroisha, you'll only untie one knot, the knot that's on his head. But the side that's attached to the corral, you'll leave it there. She mukhun lakat, that you'll always need it. You use it again next time. Or the faker, yater shabebus, you'll untie the one that's on the corral. That we're not afraid of. When I'm on that, when you'll untie both sides. In fact, the Gemara kasha, Eisivim, Rabacha Aricha, Du Rabacha Bar Popo, Le Rababa. Here's the kasha to Rababa. Chevel Shebevis, if you already have a string attached to the corral, to the cage, is kosher Bapora. Then you're allowed to tie it onto your poro, onto your cow. V'shemapurit, if you have a string already attached to the cow, kosher, then you let it tie it onto the corral. Avabuvat has klon the brisa shlo yavi chevah metech beis. You cannot bring a string from your own house. V'yikshemapurit to tie it onto the pura, onto the cow. Huviyavus. So it says klon, you're not allowed to bring a regular string to tie into both sides. That's also. So how come you before learned this mutter? And the Gemara has on chevah liyam. Yeah, we're talking about a regular string. A regular string is a xeratakah that you've been vatlet here. Hachachevel de gardi. Here that I'm mat you to bring a string to tie both sides, one side onto the pur and one side onto the corral. That's talking about a special string that belongs to the weaver. So weaver string, we're not afraid to be mvatlet there because he has to use it. He needs it. That's why it's mutter. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kli Kiyua, Mutla Tautlon, Bishabbos. Kli Kiyua, Rashi learns, that Kli Orgim, that's the kelim that the weaver uses. Since we're talking before about a string that a weaver uses, now we're talking about his own kelim. It's like the loom. And the pieces of the loom that he uses to weave with, you should know you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Now what's the track you're allowed to touch it? Avad L'chur is called the Kli Shem Lachtal Yisr. That is the Kli that's aimed to weave with, and you're allowed to weave on Shabbos. Rav Pshat is that it's called Had the Terez Kli Alei. And Echlami, it's a muksa of a Kli Shem Lachtal Yisr. But a kol part of it has a shem kli, you're allowed to touch it either the tzera gufa, to use it for hetadika use, if you want to use it to crack open a nut, or the tzera mekaimai. If it's on your chair, you're allowed to pick it up to move it out of your chair. So it's not kamina. Since it has a shem kli on it, you're allowed to move the tzera gufa tzera mekaimai. So he's telling you it has a shem kli, and you shouldn't think it's just like muksa machmas chsar and kis, or it doesn't have a shem kli at all, and then it'll be also to move even the tzera gufa tzera mekaimai. No. These kli orgo, the kelim that the weaver uses, has a shem kli on it. Boy, my name Rav Yehuda. He has a shalaf from Yehuda. Kaiver elyon, that's the top pole that they use in the loom to hold the strap, to hold the strings of the wool going across. The kaiver atachten, that's the pole on the bottom of the loom holding the strings on from the bottom. Mao, what about these two kelim? Are they also called the kli or no? Since they're so choshev, you like mevatlit. And it's like Namuksamach Masankis. In Valav Rafi Byodi. He answered yes, no, he wasn't sure and was weakening him. He wasn't sure if this still called the Kli or not. So Rashtag Rafi Byodi Rafuya Hoysa Chuva Befiv in Lesvim Lhati. He wasn't for sure whether we should say it's us or whether not. He was Masupik still what's the locha. It mazat gimoram rav nachmanamashmuel. Kli kiyuwa mutala tautlam shabas. He says Klotz Mutti Ishno. And Afilu Kaivad Elyam Kaivad Atachlin. Even the top pole and the bottom pole of the loom, even though these are kelim that the weaver uses, they still have a shem teres kli aleha. And like I said, in Afkimina, even though it's muksa, machmas, mlach shem mlach tole yisr, but in Afkimina, if you want to use it, tzara gufa, tzara mekayim it's mutter. So the braiz of vaita, avu lo yes amudim. But the amudim, that's the pole, the frame of the loom, that's awesome. That's awesome. Omalei Rav and Rav Nachman, Maishino Amudim Deloi. Why do you say the frame is also? Ilayim with the covered gumos. If you want to say because you have to make holes, so Rashi learns pshat from gumos means kishecholtzim minoris when you pull it out of the ground. Shein chubes beguma that the base the frame of the loom was like pushed into the ground. So now it's like a piece of wood that's pushed into the ground. That's the way you keep the weaver the machine up. It didn't have four legs to it; like it only had two legs. It was a standing up type of a weaving, and the two legs were pushed into the ground. That's what held it up. So now if you want to move it on Shabbos, you have to pick it out of the ground. So who are you making a hole? When you pick it out of the ground, who are you making a hole? That's why it's also to do it on Shabbos. For the Gemara, Gumois Memeluk Heaven. That's not called you're making the hole. The hole was there from before Shabbos. The stick was stuck into the ground from before Shabbos. All you're doing is just picking it up on Shabbos. That's called Memela. It happens by itself. There's no Issa. The Tanan, I bring you right for this. The Tanan, we've gone to the Mishnah. Ha-toymin lefis. So somebody, toymin means like stored lefis, this turnips, in the ground. U-tsunoynos, and radishes. Tachasagefen, underneath the vine, means in the ground, before Shabbos. And it didn't start to grow yet in the ground, and now you want Shabbos, you want to pull it out of the ground. It makes us all of Megulin. If some of the leaves of the radish are outside the ground, that you can grab a hold of it. So you don't have to touch the muksa. You don't have to touch the ground itself. You could touch the top leaves. And then you pull the radish out of the ground, is ain't a choshes. There's no shash you're allowed to do it. Loi mishum klayim. There's no issa that you planted radishes in the kerem, because since it's Yeah. So that's my question. Am I shno amudim? The loy, how come the amudim in not let a touch on Shabbos? The frame of the loom, ilayim of the covered gumas. If you're going to tell me, because you're going to make holes now, what's trying to make a hole? So Rashi says, talking about a loom like it only has two sticks to it, and it doesn't have four poles to hold it up. It only has two poles. So how do you have it sticking up? That you stick the two poles into the ground. So now on Shabbos, if you want to use the poles, you have to pull them out of the ground. So here, when you're pulling them out of the ground, you're making a hole. So the Gemara name gumas amelo kehevin. The holes that you're making now come by itself. In other words, you put the stick in before Shabbos. So the hole was made from before Shabbos. Now when you're picking it out, the hole comes by itself. I'll bring you right. It's now. We went to the Mishnah Kalim. Ha-toymin lefes. If somebody hides or puts in the ground lefes, the turnips, utsinoinis, and radishes. Tachas ha-gefen, even though you're planting it now in the gefen, in the vineyards, but we're talking about now you're just storing it there. And I didn't let it stay like 2-3 days till it started to be nishra, till it started to grow. You're just storing it there for one day. Is in miksas olam magul, if part of the leaves are open on top, you could grab a hold of the leaves and pull the radish out of the ground. You should know it's mutter to do it even on Shabbos. Is ain't no chayshes leimishim climb. There's no way to climb to say maybe it started to grow the vegetables here in the kerem, because we're talking about where there wasn't nishros yet, there was no roots yet. For leimishim shriyas, there's no way to shriyas. Now that a plant on shriyas, because you didn't plant, you're just storing it there. It's not a shell, you planted it now and it should have a new din mice, like it starts over like tevel, and you have to take off fresh mice again. What's the gate to us is when he told him Shabbos, you're allowed to pull out of the ground this radish on Shabbos. Is the soda, so why? When you're pulling it out, you're making the hole there? That there it is, because you put the radish into the ground before Shabbos. So the hole was made from before. Now all you're doing is just picking it out of the ground, that's called Mamela. So here also, if you have the clear riga, if you have this like the poles of the loom, they were pushed into the ground before Shabbos. Why can't you take it out on Shabbos? You have the Gemara's teretz. They saw the liyosilash gumas. It was talking about in the field, like by the case of the radish and the lefis. There, with any time you line up, pull it out of the ground on Shabbos, because you're not making the hole. The hole was there before. Let's be geyser. Maybe after you pull it out, you come to fill up the hole. To smooth out the hole, to saw that we don't make this gzeira. Here we're talking about the isha that weaves. She weaves in the house. She has her loom, her weaving machine, that the two poles are stuck into the ground. So if you're going to pull out the pole on Shabbos, there's a gzeira, also lashvuya gumas. We're afraid that after they pulled it out and the hole is there, you come to smooth out the hole, fill up the hole. And now benisa the rice of binyan, you're fixing up your house. It's a mall, they didn't have like rugs on the floor. The floor was the ground. So if you have a hole in the ground, you'll come to fill it up on Shabbos. That'll be an Yisra Binyan. That's why it's awesome. The more boy in Rabbi Yechnin, Rabbi Yehuda Balivoy. Rabbi Yechnin has a shout from Yehuda Balivoy. Kli Kiyua. What about these Kalim of the Orig, the weaver's Kalim? Kigoin Koyver Elyon, the top pole that you hold the strings with. The Koyver Atachton, the bottom pole you hold the strings with. Mal Atachton Shabbos. Are you allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos? Do these have a shame kli or don't they have a shame kli? Or Malay, he answered him, ain't metaltel. Not like we learned before. Before we had a man, the Yom said, it's mutiv, it's called a kli. He answered back, no, it's also to do it. My time, what's the time it's also to touch it? Why is it not called a kli? The fish ain't metaltel. Touch it? Because they're not metaltel. What does it mean they're not nitolim? So Rashi, the bottom Rashi, lefish shein and nitolim, af bechol b'fnei chayvdon hilka kol malachim lekach. Since they waste so much, you don't use it for any other purpose. Even in the middle of the weekday, it's only used for weaving. So a kli that's only used for weaving, that's like muksa machlos k'saron kis. You have no doubt to use it for anything else. Only for weaving, that's bottle the shein kli. Since you can't weave on Shabbos, it's not called a kli. So he holds that these two kelim are muksa. So at the Mishnah Vayit, mekaplin esa kelim afilu abo v'chamisha pomin. You're allowed to fold your clothing on Shabbos even 4 or 5 times. We'll soon see exactly how much, exactly what's mutter to fold. Vaytu matzin esa mitash. You're allowed to make your bed milel Shabbos l'Shabbos. On Friday night, l'kovet Shabbos morning, you're allowed to make your bed on Shabbos l'abis l'kovet Shabbos. Avoloi mi Shabbos l'moitzoi Shabbos. But you can't make the beds on Shabbos l'kovet moitzoi Shabbos. That's called hachona for moitzoi Shabbos. That's awesome. We have Yishmoy loimer mekaplin es hakelim. You're allowed to fold the kelim on Shabbos. umatzin es amitas, and you could make the beds miyom hakipurim l'shabbos. As Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, you're allowed to make your beds l'kavod Shabbos. As he holds no yisra chonam from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Vayta v'chel v'shabbos kreivim b'yom hakipurim. When Shabbos and then Yom Kippur comes out on Moitzoy Shabbos, so you brought the Tomet Rabbein Abayim, you have a mincha time on Shabbos, you brought the Korban. So you shechted it on Shabbos, and you have the chelev of the Amurim left over that you weren't makriv it yet, you didn't put the chelev on him as beich, and it comes at night time with Soi Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, and the Malas, the chelev alone, you'll let it burn it the whole night, you'll let it burn it now in Yom Kippur also. The korban of Shabbos could be brought, could be makter, could be burnt on Yom Kippur. Avoloi shal Yom Kippur b'Shabbos. But if Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, then you shechted the tomet shabein abayim of Yom Kippur, and you have the chelo left over, you're not allowed to burn it at night on Shabbos. As Gosi holds, Yom Kippur is like kal than Shabbos. So a korban of Shabbos could be brought on Yom Kippur, but a korban from Yom Kippur cannot be burnt at night time b'Shabbos. Thus, how to be Shmuel? We'll see in the Gemara exactly how he knows this. Rabbi Akiva, why Rabbi Akiva says loy shal Shabbos kreivim yom kippurim? He holds no. They both have the same much kedusha. You can't do one for the other. If you have the korban of Shabbos that you brought on Shabbos and you didn't bring, you weren't makta the emurim, you didn't burn the emurim on the mizbeach, and it comes now mitzoy Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Kippur. He's loy shal Shabbos kreivim yom kippurim, but loy shal yom kippurim kreivim b'Shabbos, and not the emurim of Yom Kippur can't be brought on Shabbos. You know, Kippur came out on Friday and have it left over. You didn't burn it yet. You can't burn it at night on Shabbos. Zagrashi mekaplan es akedum. The godim kishe poishton, when you poishah spread it out, mekaplan, you fold it. Mifnei shemas rachachin mechibusan, or miskamten kishenu mekfolim. Because if it's not folded, it'll get creased. So you want to fold it now to get the creases out. So in certain times it's mutl, we'll see the Gemara when. To wear it on Shabbos, you'll have to fold your clothing to wear on Shabbos. That's called mutzvah, called achana for tomorrow. So to make your beds from Shabbos, from Moitzoy Shabbos, that's called achana from Shabbos to Moitzoy Shabbos. But the Maaseh, they say that's only if the only purpose you're doing is just to have the beds nice for Moitzoy Shabbos. The more today, the matter to make the beds on Shabbos, because the ladies like the room to look nice, even look up at Shabbos. It bothers them if the bedroom is not nice. So therefore, they're allowed to make the beds now, even on Shabbos. That's called a covered Shabbos. Not only for Mitzvah Shabbos, it's right for today to make the room look nice. Zaki Gemara. Amri Dever Rabbi Yanai. Loi Shonu Elo B'yodem Echad. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to fold your clothing on Shabbos for the purpose of Shabbos, it's only one person by himself. Avo b'shnei b'nei yodim loy. If you need two people to fold it, then it's awesome. You can't fold it with two people. Vayto v'odem echad, even with one person, amin loy amoron elo b'chadoshim. We're only talking about new clothing you're allowed to fold. His new clothing doesn't get so wrinkled, so the clothing, the folding is not such a big tikkun. Avo b'yishonim loy. But old clothing that was washed already once, so then when, if you don't fold it, the creases are nicker. Then by folding it's called, you be, looks like you'd be misnacking the cleat to take out the creases. But the v'chadoshim nami, even new clothing that we say you're allowed to fold your clothing, lo yamor ne'alabal avonim, it's only with white ones. Hey, white clothing don't get so crinkled. Avo b'tzvuyim, but if you have colored ones, lo, even a new colored shirt, a new colored jacket, you're not allowed to fold on Shabbos. But lo yamor ne'alashen l'hachlif, even a new white one that you're allowed to fold is only if you don't have another shirt. But if you have another shirt, so instead of folding this one, use the other shirt. But if you have another shirt to wear, you're not allowed to fold this one, better use the other one. So the Maratona, Shobesom Gamliel, Lohoyu Makaflin Kli Lovin Shlehem. They did not fold their new white clothing on Shabbos. Why? Because they had other ones to wear. So instead of folding this one, they'd rather wear than the other ones. If you have what to change around clothing, you should change around clothing. This is like a new halacha. He's saying like, l'kavod Shabbos, you should change your weekday clothing l'kavod Shabbos. Come Shabbos, don't wear the same clothing you wore in the middle of the week, but put on a new beged. What about if you don't have a new suit? You only have one suit, that's all you have. You don't have two suits. You don't have a special suit l'kavod Shabbos. So what's the yetzer? The yetzer is yishalshul of the godet. That means unless a mold used to wear like even the men even used to wear like dresses. So let the dress come down a little bit. Let it go longer to the ground. So Rashi's mazbe, but that's the way Ashirim, rich people, used to wear like that. As if you're a workman, you had to work hard, so you couldn't afford to let your dress go down to the floor, you get it dirty. But the Ashirim, the rich people that didn't have to work, they were able to always have the dress down to the floor, it never got dirty. Fred the Gemara, Maskevlar of Safra, for Mischazek Keramais Rucha, if you tell him on Shabbos to make his clothing go down to the ground, he looks like a big shot, like he's an Ashir. It's not nice, you're a Bagaivnik then. You have the Gemara name, Kiva Nochol Yoim Loikovit, since every day in the middle of the week, he doesn't dress like this. In the middle of the week, he lets his suit up. For Idna, who the COVID, and today only on Shabbos, to make Shabbos different. He puts his clothing a little bit down. He doesn't look like a Bagaivanik. Now the rabbit's being done, the COVID Shabbos. So Tais Taka says here in the Kaplan, Kalim's of Tais, Mikan, Lamadnu, the Osa, the Kapel, Taliso, Shabbos, the Knesses, the Fi Shame, Sarah, Lamacher. As even if your talis would be a new talis and a white one, but still it's also to fold it on Shabbos, because the purpose of folding it is not to cover Shabbos, it's only to be able to use it tomorrow. So you're not allowed to make hachon, you can't do anything today for tomorrow. So no heter to fold your talis is on Shabbos. So the little ksas heter there is that this issue of folding it is the pshad, that by folding on the exact same crease you had before, then it's misaknit. It makes so you don't have new creases. But one eitzer is if you fold it, but not mak, but to fold on the same fold you had before. You fold a little bit different, like you're not makba do a perfect job on Shabbat, that's mutter. It's only yostiv when you fold it, you do a perfect fold. So anachnam, if you want to fold your talis on Shabbat, you shouldn't fold it exactly the way you fold it in the middle of the weekday. Make it a little bit looser, not exactly so direct. Such good on the same folds. Hold in a little bit shallow if you want to hang up your pants on Shabbos. Shabbat, you grab your pants with the two cuffs. Told the mamish zeh connected zeh to get the exact folding point. That will also be a shayla of folding. But some people want to be make that if you just hang it up on a hanger, throw it over the chair, that's not called kippel. His kippel means you fold it over one on top of the other, so the kovid, that weight of the top, like pushes down on the bottom, that makes the creases go out. If you just fold it over the chair or put it in the hanger, some people are make, I think they have a shukl, stuff like that. But the mice, there are some people that are machmir, so mitchil is better to be machmir, again, not to fold exactly your pins on the right fold the way you do in the middle of the weekday. Right. Pasuk says in Yeshayo, V'chibadetoy mi'asleis d'rachecha. Shabbos you should be mechabed, from doing d'rachecha your own ways. What does that mean? V'chibadetoy you should be mechabed Shabbos. Shlo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbos ke malbushcha shel chol. The clothing you wear on Shabbos should not be the same clothing you wear on chol. Hey, you should have new clothing to cover Shabbos. The demar v'chihod the Rabbi Yechinen. Kori lamanei mechabdoisai. Rabbi Yechon used to call his clothing his covered. In other words, clothing is mechabed the person. Imagine a person walk around without clothing, there's no cover to him, it's not dignified. What makes you dignified? Your clothing. The Bible says, V'chibarto yishi mechabed Shabbos, it means with nice clothing. And they brought down for some tzaddikim, it says, you should have new clothing for Shabbos, it doesn't only mean like a new suit, a new shirt. That every single clothing they had was new. They had new underwear to cover Shabbos, new socks to cover Shabbos, as everything they put on was new to cover Shabbos. I mean, not new, just different than the weekday. Yet if you have it, as much as you have, you can do. If you don't have as much as possible, you should have different clothing to cover Shabbos, be mechabed Shabbos. But the Pasuk says, Me'asayis to Rechecha. What does that mean? Shlayehi luchach shal Shabbos ki luchach shachil. When you walk on Shabbos, it should be a different type of walking than you walk in the middle of the weekday. Tomorrow, Nama Bezos will explain how is it different. Vayta Pasuk says, Mimtzei Chefzecha, from doing your own chefet, your own business. Vidashin Chefzecha Asurim, like you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos, or even do maisim about it. Hashenkin Chefzei Shemayim Mutorim, to do things, to get to mitzvahs, Chefzei Shemayim, that's mutter. Shrashi learns, Mimtzei Chefzecha Drashi, Ki Yehudi Amina B'Ervin, Lo Yitayat Lodul Masayif Sadeil, the Shabbos, person should not walk to the end of his field on Shabbos, lay the ma'itzrichot, look over his fields to see what his fields need. You should like do ma'isim of walking to see what your fields need. Mashenkin chef to shemayim a term. You're going poiskin stocko or mishatchin ala tinoikis lieris. You let her be poisek how much stocko you want to give, and you could make shaduchim on Shabbos. That's called chef to shemayim, that's mutter. But the Pasuk says, V'daber dover. Your talking should be different on Shabbos. What does that mean? Shlo yehei divurcha shol Shabbos ki divurcha shol